let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's one of the most talked about gifting trends for this holiday season. Tickets for live events, experience gifts, sports entertainment, a gift that will create lasting memories. Joining us with ideas on how to gift tickets to live events this holiday season is mom, wife, actress, popular lifestyle blogger Eva Amore Martino, creator of the popular lifestyle and motherhood blog Happily Ever After, many TV and film roles, Save the Banger Sisters, Middle of Nowhere, Mothers and Daughters, The Secret Life of Marilyn Monroe, Undateable, How I Met Your Mother, and many more. By the way, some of those roles alongside her mother, Susan Sarandon. Large followings on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and of course her blog. Eva has partnered with StubHub to share memorable holiday gifts that will create lasting memories, and she joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Eva. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. It's exciting.
It is our pleasure, and what a great idea when you think that you can celebrate the holiday season at a show, a game, a concert. You got the magic of a live event and really memories that last a lifetime.
Definitely. You know, I've always been very passionate about gifting experiences, not only for the holidays, but for really any major life event. I think these days it's so hard to find, you know, memorable, those wow factor gifts for loved ones. I think, you know, to find something that helps us connect with the people that we love and create lasting memories, it just ends up being such a more everlasting gift. And so StubHub.com/holiday is the best place to find these tickets. I mean, it's just amazing. You can go on there, you can search in your own area for events that are taking place. They can really spark your ideas. They have great ways of getting those creative juices flowing. And then once you find the event, it's really fun also to discover cool, exciting, surprising ways to wrap those gifts. So for example, my husband is impossible to buy for. I mean, he's one of those guys, he wants a pair of socks, he wants a button-down shirt or a tie, he goes and gets
yes.
It. You know, he doesn't leave you any room to kind of find anything for him. So I always have a hard time with him. And you know, one of the ways we've always bonded in our relationship since when we started dating is we love going and seeing live events together and just having experiences together that we can look back on, which is even more important now that we have two little kids, you know, to really reconnect to, you know, by having these awesome experiences. So this year for Christmas, I actually got him Hamilton tickets, which I'm so excited about. As we all know, Hamilton is a hugely popular, really
yes.
hot ticket right now. And I couldn't believe that I was able to find tickets to the show on StubHub. So I just, like, freaked out. My head spun around in my body. I was like, what? So I went and I got those tickets and I printed them out. And then I put together this awesome gift basket for him. You know, an old sort of treasure chest looking chest with a leather-bound journal and a pen to evoke the mood of Hamilton. And then I added my favorite nonfiction historical book in there, as well as the Hamilton mixtape, which is a great CD album as well. And then just to have the tickets in there as the cherry on top, it's just going to be, you know, just a really unforgettable gift opening experience.
So judging by the enthusiasm that you have, and even thinking about this, the experience of giving the experience for the person giving, in the case you're giving, this is almost
as much
fun for you as it is for your husband when he's going to open it. I'm sure there's anticipation waiting for that moment.
It's so fun. You know, another really fun one this year that I'm doing is I actually grew up going to the Big Apple Circus as a kid. I'm from New York City, and I used to go every year with my family. And I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and this year for Christmas, I'm actually gifting them tickets to the Big Apple Circus for them to visit the circus for the first time, and I put those together in a gift box with, you know, a couple Christmas tree ornaments of circus animals and a book about the circus and some clown noses and some circus peanuts. And it's just going to be so special watching them open this, you know, watching my daughter put together where we're going and then to be able to tell her not only are you going to the Big Apple Circus just like Mommy used to as a little girl, but we're actually leaving in a couple hours and going today. I mean, I get goosebumps even thinking about it. It's just going to be so special for me. It's going to be so special for them. Just these memories that can really last a lifetime and be so much more than a sweater or a mug or, you know, something like that, to really be able to look back on these experiences, you know, their whole lives is so, so special. And then if you don't want to get that creative, there's also really simple ways to do it that are just as thrilling. For example, the surprise factor with tickets is really exciting. So if you have the sports fan in your life, you can go on StubHub.com. You can find a great sporting event in your area. And then you print out those tickets. You buy your loved one, you know, a pair of gloves or a hat from their favorite team. And then you slip those tickets inside. And you ask them to reach inside those gloves and pull out those tickets. And that is just a surprise like no other. Not only is it a pair of gloves, it's a way to really connect and spend time together during the holidays. So I'm just really passionate about it. As a mom, as a wife, I'm all about, you know, making sure we connect with each other around the holidays, making sure we spend that special time. Life moves so fast, and I think it's a great way to just make sure we're really taking advantage of the togetherness of the season.
And the website is StubHub.com/holiday. And if you're thinking about, I really am not sure what ideas would be good, they have plenty of ideas. It's a very user-friendly website and mobile app as well, isn't it? It's got all the information you need.
It really is. And, you know, what I always mention and, you know, highlight, you know, whisper to the guys out there, this is an excellent last-minute Christmas idea. You can literally go on Christmas Eve. You can find tickets on Christmas Eve. You can print them out, slip them in that stocking. You don't have to go to any store. You know, you don't have to spend time searching. I mean, it really is so quick and easy. It's really user-friendly, and it's a great last-minute idea.
And if you're thinking, boy, that event, at this late, I couldn't get tickets. You got tickets for Hamilton. You can basically get tickets for anything, and we're talking about...
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it really is shocking.
Yes.
I was shocked when I went on the website, and I saw what I had access to through the website. And it's just great because it's not... You don't have to go to a million different websites, like the theater website if you want to go see a Broadway show, and the team website if you want to get, you know, NFL tickets. It's really just one-stop shopping, quite literally.
And the website is StubHub.com/holiday, and you can wrap them in creative ways, as you had talked about, and you've got some major events coming up in 2018. And again, if you think they're sold out, you're thinking, I would love to go see the college championship game this year, you actually can get tickets for that at StubHub.
You definitely can. I have a lot of Clemson fans on my husband's side of the family, so that'll be a hot ticket this year, as well as, you know, there are incredible musical acts coming through in 2018. Taylor Swift is going to be on tour. Lorde, Sam Smith, U2 is going on tour. That is a crowd pleaser, to say the least. So there are so many incredible, you know, tickets you can buy. And then it's a great way to have something to look forward to also after the holiday season. I think it all goes by so fast. So it's really nice to be able to give something where the excitement of it lasts past Christmas morning.
And I'm looking at some of the trending live events, and I'm seeing a lot of Broadway, Springsteen on Broadway,
yeah.
Dear Evan Hansen, and of course Hamilton.
Yep.
You can see both while you're there. Got you confused. You can go to both of those while you're there. The thing that's neat about that is you see a Broadway play, a much talked about Broadway play, and you're experiencing New York City at the same time.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, you know, growing up in New York City, I can attest to the fact there is so much energy and excitement in New York City around the holiday season. There's so much to see. There's the beautiful tree at Rockefeller Center. I was just in the city with my daughter, and all of the windows at Saks have the Snow White windows with all of the Disney stuff in there. So she was losing it over that. She's 3, so we're in a Disney phase right now. And so it was so special for her. And I think we forget, you know, just how exciting this time of year is. So it's a great way, too, to go out, take a loved one to dinner at a great restaurant, go and see an amazing show, find tickets that are in your price point on StubHub. So it's a really great way to make just an outing out of all of these gifts.
And so many of the items you're talking about, the tickets, the experiences, are budget-friendly. You've got Fan Protect from StubHub, so it's 100% guaranteed. You'll get all the information at the website, StubHub.com/holiday, and all of a sudden you're going to be increasing the gift lifts because you're thinking of all these friends that would love these different experiences. The tickets available there. Eva Amurri-Martino with us on the program. Thank you for being with us. Some great ideas. Thank you.
Having me, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you to you and your family as well. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.